Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They're kind of put off with all the talk about no rush touchdowns. They're ready to end that. Here goes McCaffrey. There it is. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Yay!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
My sources tell me that on that play, Trent Williams had a great block. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I got to play this again.
It's great. You do.
First of all, is this a big deal? From the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line from the 408. Why is everyone glossing over the big news? Mac needed a shot to play. He must be more injured than we know.
I mean, oblique? Come on now.
Okay, so Juwan Jennings after the game, he got into it, I think, in the second quarter with Kyle Shanahan. They had a heated exchange on the sidelines.
I didn't see it.
And, yeah, I don't think anybody did. But then after the game, Juwan Jennings was talking about how he's been playing through injury. And here's what Jennings said about what he's got going on right now.
Yeah, I got 5 broken ribs.
Is your plan to just do pain tolerance?
Oh, yeah, it's football. I love pain. I wouldn't be playing that sport if I didn't. You know, it's part of it, man. You got to enjoy every little thing that comes with it, and pain is one of those. You know, playing with injuries is just something that's a part of it, you know. You got high, low ankle sprains. You got shoulders, you know, 20%. You got ribs, 5 broken ribs. It is what it is. You keep playing. And nobody cares. You keep playing. That's what we do.
All right, so Juwan Jennings, you know, made it clear that he's playing hurt. He's playing hurt. He's got broken ribs and he's got ankle sprains and doesn't sound like his shoulder's doing well either. And, I guess somebody went up to Trent and said, boy, really feels like Juwan's gutting it out. And Trent said, I guess.
We all going through something. Not everybody's going through broken ribs and ankle sprain, but, you know, we all going through something. This is football. I mean, Mac just had to get a shot in his ribs. So, I mean, we're all going through something. Obviously, you never want to see anybody hurt, but it's the game. It's the game we play. I was super, super happy he gritted it out and suited up for us. We really need guys like that. So, you know, but it's a part of the game. Yeah. Honestly, it's a part of the game.
Yeah, no big deal.
Stoney, I'm telling you, Evan, I just shook. Imagine a shot to your ribs.
That feels good.
No, Stoney, stop. That's a big-ass needle, I bet, man.
Eh, maybe
I
not.
I mean, kudos for Mac Jones and to whoever, the texter, the, yeah. So he ain't healthy if he's got to get the shot. So Brock's next. Lowe talked about you got to, you know, right in between the big toe and the little toe, you got to shoot under the big toe.
Mm.
That could be next for him to get back on the field. But just imagine had he not had that shot, he wouldn't have been able to go, man. Wow. Football is not my sport, man, to play.
It's an unforgiving game.
Yeah. 1 year in high school, I was done.
Did you ever play hurt?
No.
Did you ever play?
Yeah. I got hit, linebacker named Akiba Witherspoon.
Oh, nice. About lay your ass 6'3", out.
6'3", 240. Came across the middle, Stiney. Saw Tweety Bird. I was like, that's it. I'm here, but I'm done. Yeah.
You know, Trent, was that a message from Trent to Juwan?
I'm being honest. The fact that he said everybody doesn't have 5 broken ribs, he's saying that's something serious. But it didn't sound like it was a lot of sympathy, and I'm going to be honest.
Exactly.
I don't think he liked him going at Kyle.
Yeah, and I bet Juwan didn't like Trent going at a 5'10 guy.
I missed that.
Oh, boy. Okay, so real quick, just for a minute or two, tell me about this movie you saw and Evan.
Oh, my gosh. Evan saw it first. Evan, you
what's
saw
it,
it
what's
first.
What's it called?
Evan, get come in.
It's called One Battle After Another.
With Leonardo
That's a long
DiCaprio.
Title.
He
Not
was
really.
Incredible. Tiana Taylor, the seamstress actor.
One Battle After Another.
And who's the other one? My guy?
Benicio Del Toro.
Oh, I like him.
He's incredible.
I do like him.
But Steiny, it was a... Evan, you say it. You talk and then I'll come in after you.
It's a long movie, but you are never thinking about how long you've been watching the movie for.
That's a sign of a good movie.
And it has a lot to do with the times now, today, things that are going on in our world, why it hit different for me. But man, there's going to be some awards at the Oscars for this film.
Yep.
Steiny, I went Saturday afternoon. I was just like, I don't want to leave.
Even when it was over?
No, of course when it's over.
Was it? Are you talking about a three-hour job?
Evan, about 240 was. Yeah.
Better be good.
Yeah. And my partner was, then I had,
who's that?
Mia. It's embarrassing at this point. When you're the one snores, everybody's looking. Oh, boy. And I just hit her, and this is our thing when I elbow her. I'm not asleep. We can hear you. Dude, it's embarrassing.
I saw
told her, cash out me the ticket money. You didn't see it. Did she tell little Daryl about the movie? You didn't watch it. You were asleep. Yeah, anyway.
I saw something phenomenal yesterday on
Warriors-Lakers.
Amazon, I think, Netflix.
Give it to me.
A George Carlin documentary. It's incredible.
He's
two
a comedian.
Parts. He's dead.
I know. Rest in peace.
But he was more than a comedian.
He has some dark side to him?
Yes. Most comedians do, except Seinfeld.
What was the best part?
It was, his life was fascinating. He actually, he came out as like a, he started in show business as kind of a corny dude. I mean, like a barbershop quartet guy.
Gotcha.
And he was like, his humor was kind of corny and wholesome. And then he turned into one of the most profane and vulgar societal observers that we've
But that got him famous though, Steiny.
He's pretty funny. Was.
What time did you do after the game? About 8?
Yeah, actually about 6:30. 6:30.
I've been knocking out on Netflix, Animal Kingdoms.
Yeah, you said you liked it.
Dude, that thing. Boy, I'm
in
it.
Piece of NFL news for tonight. Jake Moody has been elevated from the practice squad for the Chicago Bears.
What if he wins the game? Niners got him a kicker.
Just another mistake the Niners made.
Nah, Pinero is De Niro's. Now, 2K miss.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. 5-1-0. Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. It's easily the best movie of the year. There will be Oscars.
Wow. That man.
That's a sequel to There Will Be Blood. There will be Oscars. It's taken from a novel by Thomas Pynchon, one of America's greatest writers. Absolutely do not miss.
Okay. It was great, man.
Noted.
Yeah, check it out. It's 96.
I might. When's it coming to TV, though?
Oh, see, now you got to go in the theater.
Is it one of those movies that, the theater makes it better? Or... like, it's a great cinematography.
Yeah.
Okay. Great visuals. So you actually get, the big screen gives you a better version than television.
To me, always.
I know, but relatively speaking, never mind. Let's go to Caleb in Newark. He wants to talk about Fred Warner.
Oh, my man.
What's up, Caleb? How you doing?
What up, fellas?
Hey.
What up?
What's going on? Yeah, I saw you hit me on Twitter. My man, X. What's up, baby? My man.
Steiny, how come Steiny don't got a Twitter, man? He don't be responding?
Yeah, nope. People got mad at him. He quit.
Nope.
What a shame. But first off, before I get into that, Mr. Giddings, how was the date, man?
True gentleman. Never kisses and tells.
Oh, there it is.
How about this? Can we ask what...
Mr. Giddings,
can
man.
We ask what you did?
Yeah, we went to the Warriors game. We talked about this.
Went to the Warrior game, he said.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, did she like the tickets? Like we all were sitting?
The three S's, Caleb.
There you go.
What are they again?
He's unfamiliar with
Styles. Something. Okay, go ahead.
It's a smile, style, and you got to smell good, man.
All right. Hey, are you going to...
But there you go. But
Caleb, you going to...
Wait, what happened? What did you say?
I don't know. Fred Warner. What do you got?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, listen, we got to talk about these Niners, even though my Raiders got that win against the Titans. We don't need to talk about that. Niners, it's pretty tough, man. They're losing guys left and right, and it's tough to see anyone go down, but especially Fred Warner because of what he's meant to that. Yeah, because of what he's meant to that team. And I just think now the Niners, it's just it's hard to bet against Kyle Shanahan and those guys because they seem like whoever they put in there, they'll get the job done. But you kind of just feel now that the writing's on the wall for this season, I think, unfortunately. And I don't think they're going to make a move at the deadline to bring in a player. But it is what it is. Unfortunately, that's what football is about. Guys get hurt, and it sucks.
Yeah, no, and there's no doubt. It's the fact that it's Warner.
Yeah, I'm with you. Go ahead, man.
In a sense, it's worse because it's him, because he is your Iron Man.
And he is your heart and soul. I know that's a throwaway line so much, Stein, but just think about what I said. Heart and soul, and now you're without that on top of Bosa and everything else that's just gone on. It's just, and I know, Stein, it's football. It stinks, though, man.
Yeah, it absolutely stinks. And, now, like I've been saying, okay, so now you got to play the rest of the season without Bosa and without Fred Warner. And I think there's a lot of fans that are like, we're in big trouble. We're in big trouble. It's just, it's too much to overcome. These are two great players on defense. We got a lot of young guys. It's just going to get ugly. It might. I don't think it's going to get ugly, though,
and that's what Saleh, Stani, they could have won the game.
And that's what, Saleh brings. So, can they cobble together a win?
Okay.
Sunday, 5-2. Now you're getting to be the halfway point of the season, and you're still, you just got to hang in. This is like your Malcolm X, any means necessary.
Yeah, no doubt. And I like what I saw yesterday with what they didn't have, that I thought this was going to be another chapter to a comeback win. And to be honest, Keyshawn, and I had the thought, I wasn't strong as Keyshawn, so, why didn't Kyle take the three? Stani, I guess he had faith in his defense, okay, look, we'll go for it and we'll still stop him. They didn't. But what I didn't like is, I keep using this, Stani, I felt like Baker had time to brush his teeth, shave. And if that keeps up, then you're in real trouble, even if it's Michael Penix Jr.
Jay Money on the YouTube chat. Is it really this bad? He says, it feels like when we lost Steph Curry in the playoffs.
That's what I said. And I started the show with, and I respect death, it's real. But Stani, that happened the way it happened. I watched the rest of that game. The game couldn't supersede what I just saw. And the impact it had on the Niners, that it will have. And I think you rob people a little bit without doing it on purpose, Donnie, without a mask, of the enjoyment of coming to a sofa, a bar, or even the stadium to watch your Steiny, to watch your Guru, to watch your Evan Giddings, and to have that ripped out from underneath you never really truly goes away. Now it's about operation and get the win.
Right.
But man, Stani, it felt like a sport to death.
And that's where...
Too much?
Yes.
I text Willard the same thing, and he said his daughter said the same thing.
Okay, well then it's official.
No, I'm just saying, but we're all different.
All I'm saying is three guys a week get injured for the rest of the season every Sunday in the NFL.
But
I get it.
But
it's
not
Fred
Montana, Rice, and Roger Gregor. It's everybody.
Well, neither did none of those guys are those guys.
Well,
Brock Purdy's not Montana.
I was using him as the,
They lost some key pieces.
But Stani, I know Niner fans don't want to hear this, and I'm sorry. This is how I am, and I always get mad at you for worrying about the future. But I'm just thinking about next year this time. Are these two guys going to be on the field? And if they're not, what did you do in the draft? You know, and we got a whole season to play, so shame on me. But that's how impactful these two dudes are, man.
I get it. They're not going to play for the rest of the year. I just, like...
Don't go. That's too far.
Well, okay. You can be worried, but, like, do you change your strategy?
Like, Curry tore his ham, messed his hammy up, but we knew the next season, which is about to start here on the 20th, he'll come back and he'll be back. I don't know if Bosa can be the dominant Bosa, and time will only tell and reveal that. But it just stinks to think the Niners got that to think about, to be.
If they're never the same player, then they're not the same player, and you're going to take the hit. Like, I mean, if you're saying we're not going to be able to count on these guys next year, well, then you're going to have to address it. But I don't know when. Like, is there any timetable on Warner right now, or is it way too early?
I would say way too. I don't even know if he's had his surgery, which he's supposed to have.
Yeah.
But Stoney, that was a gruesome one, man. A dislocated ankle on top of it being fractured. Like, damn.
Yeah, this is Christian McCaffrey on the loss.
Yeah, I mean, it's just heartbreaking. It's such a weird game when you have to see somebody like that and what happened with Bosa, you know, earlier in the year, and then just have to continue to play. It's kind of a weird deal, but it's heartbreaking. You know, he's one of the best players I've ever played with and one of the best leaders I've ever played with. And so it's heartbreaking.
Christian McCaffrey on the injury to Fred Warner yesterday.
Man, so you're right, and I was coming in here saying I could find some positives, and the positives are, Stoney, you're 4-2. You got a Sunday night home game. If any team can prepare and get through this, it's the Niners. But I tell you what, they failed last year collectively with all the injuries and bad play. They were 6-11, and now what I don't like about where the Niners are at is, if I ask you this question that I'm about to pose to you, I don't think you have the answer. Is Brock Purdy playing Sunday night?
Is Lamar Jackson playing for the Ravens?
We'll see. We're not there yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's Monday, so he's got 6 days.
Would you play him?
Yes, if he's healthy.
But there's no machine that's going to tell you that. It's just probably
so. Then what are what do doctors do? If a doctor can't look at Purdy's foot and say, "Oh, it's pretty bad," or "Nah, it's great," like, then the doctor means nothing. Like, if you're telling me the doctor can't tell how much the foot is limiting Brock Purdy, then why the hell do you even have doctors?
No, my point is that's why it's such a severe injury, Stoney. That comes with it. The uncertain comes with it. If Brock says, "Coach, I can go," and then he stinks up the joint, we can't beat the coach up. That's just Brock can't function with the turf toe.
Absolutely can beat the coach up if he plays a guy who's not 100% and he gets hurt.
But Trent,
that's what happened already.
Trent just told us. You just told me earlier. Everybody has something going on. Juwan Jennings is not 100%.
I can't answer whether Brock Purdy should or shouldn't play Sunday. I have no idea.
And
I don't know what the injury is and how his pain tolerance is.
His turf toe. You could get a shot. Doesn't sound like he got one. But we weren't in the know that Mac Jones got one. My point is, Donnie, this is the type of injury it's going to be verbal. Brock, do you feel good enough to play?
Do you know that for sure?
I think so. And that's why I'm saying all that to get to this. I would keep him out another week.
And what's that do?
Let the toe heal. So
and we've been over this a million times. We'll never agree.
I get it.
Like, I don't, like,
we're giving him more time than the first time. That's what it does for me.
Okay, and then if he gets hurt, then give him four. Like, we don't know if maybe this past week was the extra week. And
you could be right.
He wanted to play, and they're like, let's give it one more week. And that'll be the extra week. It's like, I don't.
So you didn't lose any confidence in Mac Jones? I didn't. No. A lot of people are trying to throw him under the bus.
Not really.
I didn't either.
He can't. He's who he is. He can't run. Right.
But if he blocked for him, he wouldn't need to.
Well, I mean, then they got bigger problems than Brock Purdy or Mac Jones if they
six
can't
sacks, man.
If they can't protect either one. Yeah. So, how does Mac Jones feel physically?
They just, it's a heavy pressure team, so we have to just be more.
This is how he felt coming out of the game.
Nothing serious, and like I said, everyone's dealing with stuff, and I just really want to get back out there at practice and see what I can do better and really just get ready for next week.
All right. Wow. He's going to.
I think he's playing, Stoney, just because I would be so cautious with Brock.
This is how he felt coming into the game.
I mean, I feel good. Obviously didn't play my best today, and just proud that we went out there and fought, and it's early in the year, and everyone's dealing with stuff, so feel good. Just want to get out there and get back at practice so I can work on some things.
You know what? This is a great text.
Give it to me.
To me from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line from the 925. Quarterback's their last worry. Mac Jones has been playing better. Purdy's coming back. Like, I agree. There's quarterback is the least of their concerns right now. Mm. Their quarterback play has not been getting them beat.
Well, what about the lack of mobility that finally showed up for Mac Jones?
That's that who is he's always been that.
I'm not blaming him.
Right.
Behind this line.
The quarterback has not been getting them beat this year. Mm. I don't believe.
Now, that's a different statement than I agree.
It's a different statement than what?
I was saying him behind this line moving forward, getting sacked six times is not it.
Well, that's not a Mac Jones problem.
And that's what
a line
I just
problem.
Said. That's right. What I said.
Right. In other words, the quarterback position is.
I'll give you that.
It's not a big time worry on this team right now. Offensive line's much worse.
Yeah.
What are they going to do defense now?
Man. Bethune.
I kind of agree. I mean, if they had a Mac Jones behind Fred Warner, we'd probably feel a little better.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with that sentiment. Whether it's Purdy or it's Mac Jones, it's the other areas that are kind of determining, you know, whether they win a game or lose a game. The quarterback, to me, has been good enough to get them to 4-2, and that's who they are. This is from the 510 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. The secondary can't stop anyone. And they can't get any pressure on the quarterback. That's why they're getting beat. Yeah, that's one of the reasons for, or two of the reasons for sure.
Yeah, Baker was comfortable, man. Except the third and 14. Man, Stoney, is that play of the year thus far? Remember last year, Saquon Barkley did the reverse flip. And remember that one?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, but this, he's your MVP right now. It's only 6 weeks, but I'm sorry. It's Baker.
All right, coming up on the other side, we've got the crossover coming up with Willard and Dibbs. 510 seems to be rubbing it in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. He says, Jalen Moore looked great for my Chiefs yesterday.
Our Chiefs, we got that bed. How's that looking?
That's
baby?
True. That's true.
Bonito.
So we got crossover coming up next on 95.7.
How do you think Willard's going to get? Nah, I could tell he's down.
No, it's a shame. I'll cheer him up. I will.
Are you good at that?
Oh yeah.
I mean, I think 49er fans after this show are feeling better about things than they were at 10 o'clock.
Now, this is where I wish there was a real survey.
There is.
No.
I can tell.
Sorry, stop.
The bottom line is tomorrow. Listen, it's going to get easier every day. Today's the tough day. Last night and today are the tough days.
Well, what's the five stages of grief?
I don't know.
Evan does.
Well, the first one's acceptance, I believe.
OK.
Okay, we've got to accept that Kyle Shanahan gets his guys hurt.
And we haven't gotten past that yet.
What's next? Oh, you're right. We're not at what's next yet. Crossover next. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Miss football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.